One of the most favorite poets in Korea has wrote like this. Let me have no shame under the heaven till I die. Even winds among the foliage pain my heart. This verse contains the desire of the Christian poet wanting to live a pure life. In this end time, when whole world is full of sin and evil, our mommy members who wish to live a pure life like this poet will manage your Christian life. Especially you have hope for New Jerusalem, then you will wash your robe every day as you look back on yourself. Philippians 2:15 says, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you appear as lights in the world. Father God wants His children to be pure, blameless, and innocent. That way, they can enter New Jerusalem. So through this message, blameless and innocent, I hope you can check where you are on your journey to New Jerusalem. As you have managed the Christian life so diligently. But now, it is one of the checkpoints to see where you are and whether you have been doing well. You think you've been managing your Christian life very well, but if you're far away from your goal, then you have to run even more vigorously, and you have to check what you are short of. So through this message, you will receive strength and help. And whenever you find your shortages, fill it up and run vigorously toward New Jerusalem. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. This message is based on Senior Pastor's messages in 2006. But even though he delivered this message 2006, we have to make sure, you know, again, how much we have made progress. Dear brothers and sisters, Proverbs 30 verse 5 says, every word of God is pure. He is shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Now, Father God wants us to be pure as well. This pure is also written differently in different kind of Bibles, different versions of Bibles. But mostly, they refer to the state of blameless and innocent along with the virtue. In Bible, you can find Job, who was called blameless. As written in Job chapter 1 verse 1, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless, upright, fearing God. Well, actually, Job didn't take off all the evil in his heart yet. However, in his action, he didn't commit sin before Father God. He took care of widows and orphans. So he piled up so much virtue. So in the days of Old Testament, he was considered blameless. So Job chapter 1 verse 1 is mentioning Job, you know, who was before sanctified. And then he was tested, and through that test, he was able to discover deep evil in his heart, and he got rid of it. So it is a blessing to be tested, as the Bible says. Well, if you're under test, because you may discover your evil and something shortages you were not aware, so it may give you some, you know, difficulties. But Father God does not make your life into troubled. Father God lets you under test to discover and make progress. And Job, that's what Job did. And Job was not, you know, blameless, not only in outward, but inwardly as well. So the blameless in Job chapter 1 verse 1 is not the blamelessness the Father God wants, truly wants from us. We have to get rid of this all kind of sin and evil, not only in action, but also in our hearts, so that we can become blameless and spotless and innocent. Especially, He wants us to have a sanctified heart, which is full of, you know, spiritual fruits. That's what Father God wants. Blamelessness and innocence, which means in the perfect. So when you have no fruits of spirit in your heart, full, overflowingly, that's what Father God wants. Elijah, Enoch, Abraham, Moses were the perfect example who were blameless and innocent perfectly. However, there is a person who was much, much better than this. Our Lord Jesus Christ, He is. Well, in the Bible, you can find how pure and blameless in the Bible. So, if you just make bread from the Bible scripture as of this message, then you can become perfect. So, based on the Bible scripture of this service, I'm going to tell you His blameless and innocence one by one, and I hope you can make bread of it. Don't just remember, but make bread of it and put that into practice. Now, we're talking about spirit and Holy Spirit. And some people say, I'm not far from spirit. I'm not even standing on the rock. I didn't even receive my measure of faith. I'm still far away. Well, I'm just satisfied to be, you know, saved. Don't give up like that. Don't have a goal like that. You gotta go to the most beautiful place in heaven. Even though the way to it is very narrow, we gotta go. It's eternal place. I hope you can dwell in New Jerusalem. And the way to that city is not just vague. Our shepherd explained what to do in great detail to go to New Jerusalem. This way you will become spirit, and this way you will become whole spirit. And in this message, you can find many keys to enter New Jerusalem. So even though you've been quite afar, please make bread of this message, apply this message to you, change your heart until you enter New Jerusalem as good children of God. Well, have you ever given up this goal of New Jerusalem? No, no. Please, set up your goal again. Don't ever give up. New Jerusalem is so beautiful. Heaven is an eternal place. You'll live there forever and ever. Well, I got no reward here, so let me give a head chance again to get rewards. No, you will not going to have another chance once you go to heaven. So please take this opportunity on this earth and go to New Jerusalem for sure. Our Lord Jesus Christ was, first of all, didn't quarrel with anybody. In His public ministry on this earth, He didn't quarrel with anybody. He managed everything in peace. In a fleshly sense, He was raised by good parents, so He only obeyed to the word of God. In His public ministry, He didn't only preach the gospel of heaven, He healed so many sick people. Even to alienated people, He became friends to them and gave them new hope of life. Even though our Lord did only the good things, there were people who stood against Him and who tried to wrongfully accuse Him. They were those who said they believe in God, who said they know the law. They were priests, high priests, scribes, and Pharisees. So when I talk about Jesus didn't quarrel, apply this message, and whether you made quarrel with anybody. However, that's the basic thing. But I'm going to talk about a very high level. So when I said that he didn't quarrel, he only did good things. He only sacrificed himself for the glory of Father God. However, evil people brought trouble to me. But I didn't have any ill feelings. I didn't feel any feelings against them. That's the state that I'm talking about. Well, even though someone did something bad to you, you know, you step back because you don't want to ill feelings against them in order not to quarrel. That's not what I'm talking about. Jesus didn't do anything to them. However, evil people tried to kill him, brought trouble to him. But he didn't resist. He didn't have any ill feelings against them. That's the status of not quarreling with anybody. That's the status that I'm talking about. Well, even though you are far from that level, if you keep, you know, making an effort again and again, little by little, wow, if I did that, I had a little ill feelings in my heart. I shouldn't do that next time. Then you will become pure and blameless and innocent. Let's say, but if you say like, I didn't quarrel anybody, you know, I didn't fight. That's not it. I was faithful to my duty, but there were people who tried to destroy me. I don't like that. That's the status that you gotta think about. Jesus didn't quarrel with anybody. People who stood against them were priests, high priests, scribes, and Pharisees. John 3 verse 20 says, "For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed." Due to the true light, Jesus Christ, they didn't like their evil revealed. That's why they stood against Jesus and persecuted Jesus and tried to set trap before Jesus and tested Jesus with many words. However, Jesus knew their evil intention. However, Jesus didn't have any ill feelings or hard feelings against them. Don't you think it's beautiful? I delivered messages about what God hates, right? And I wanted to talk about goodness about God, goodness of Jesus Christ. Because I talked about many evil things in the morning service, right? Of course, you have to discover your sin and evil and then get rid of it, right? But I wanted to quickly come to the message which talks about goodness and good things. Because it will give us a peace of mind. When you hear and see some evil things, it bothers your heart. So I want to talk about goodness. But now think about our Jesus. Evil people came up to him with evil intention and tried to set trap. But Jesus knew them. He already knew. However, he never had any ill feelings or hard feelings against them. That's why he had peace of mind in his heart. He had heaven in his heart. He got no hatred, no quarrel, no ill feelings, no hard feelings at all. Even some people treated them badly. He didn't think about any ill feelings. What did I do for them to set a trap for me? Some people say, I will keep silent, because I don't want to be accused by them. Well, our Lord preached the gospel of heaven, but those Pharisees and scribes, pointed what Jesus was saying, and they didn't like it. But what if our Lord had not spoken? So even though people came with evil intention and tried to accuse him, Jesus didn't say that it was too difficult. I'd want to keep silent. He couldn't do that. For better goodness, for better good, and for to save more people. Now, evil people, they were hurt because of their evil. But our Lord only tried to make them realize the true will of God. So He spoke words of goodness and wisdom for the glory of Father God, to save them. That's what our Lord did. He didn't resist. He just preached the gospel. And He did His duty. He knew their evil intention, but He dealt with them with goodness and love. And then He wanted them to realize the will of Father God with good words and words of wisdom. When they didn't realize the will of God, He didn't quarrel with them. He didn't argue with them. He sat back quietly. No, teachers should understand this very well. You are in teaching position, and there are evil people. There are people with evil intention. And they don't listen to you, obviously. Now, I'm not saying you should keep silent. You gotta teach. However, if it is developed into argument or quarreling, then you gotta set back, just as our Lord did. That's the God of goodness that Father God wants from you. If you try to argue until they change, well, it is, you try to do it by yourself. Now, parents, in your family, you preach gospel to your family, but your family don't listen to you. Then you explain. Then you argue. Argument began because of your self-righteousness. You gotta realize this and set back. And then you have to wait until their heart changes. That's the wisdom. Our Lord taught people, but when people didn't listen and came with evil, He sat back. He didn't argue. He had such a full of goodness and love. So what did you do? Didn't you argue? Didn't you quarrel? And broke peace? To accomplish the providence of message of the cross, the providence of cross, He was arrested by Jewish people, and He was questioned in the court. Even though He was innocent, He didn't quarrel. He didn't talk back. He just talked about few words about the providence of Father God. But even though when He was given a chance to talk back, and He didn't say a word. He was just accused, persecuted, but He didn't argue, only to accomplish the will of God. The enemy devil and Satan tried to kill Jesus by inciting so many people. However, Jesus had pity on them and gave intercessory prayer for them. Now, there are people who didn't do any harm to you. They didn't put you in a wrong position or a bad position. But don't you have ill feelings against them just because they are not in accordance with your thought? Because, they have some different ideas than against yours? You may suppress your feeling, but don't you quarrel eventually later on? You didn't do anything wrong. Some people misunderstood you, and they made bad rumors about you. But you stop. You just suppress your anger. But somehow, eventually, you burst into anger. Then you are far from blameless and innocent. I cannot endure this one. I cannot endure him. I have to make him realize how wrong he was. Have you ever thought like this? If he understood and realized, it would be good. But what if he didn't do? Then peace is broken. You will have more ill feelings, worse than ever. And you will be in seriously bad terms with him. Our Lord could have spoken to those who came to him with evil intention. However, he knew that it would be just argument, so he just avoided them. Now, examine yourself. If you have self-righteousness, then you don't resemble our Lord who was blameless and innocent. If you insist that it is the will of God, then you have to question yourself whether it is your will or Father God's will. My members have been very mature in your Christian life, so you don't get angry and you don't argue. However, that's not the only argument. Even though you don't reveal it outwardly, you don't like those people who are not in your frameworks, and you insist on your self-righteousness, then you still have an argument in you because of such hard feelings in your heart. In other words, you have the attributes of quarreling and arguments. Peace is broken in your heart already. Someone does this. Now, Tom, you know, gives you trouble. Now, you talk about what Tom did to your friends. But there are the people around you love you. So you were hurt and you got ill feelings and you reported to your people around you. Then they will hate Tom, right? Because you convey your ill feelings to people who love you and you make them hate Tom. Like, you know, you got ill feelings, you got anger in your heart, you gossip about him, and you complain. And it went even further. You make people around you hate Tom. How evil heart it is. You are hurt in your heart, and you make people around you who love you also hurt, got hurt in their hearts. And they will worry about you. And they will be in trouble too. Our shepherd has never done so. Along with family, when you have some troubles, then you talk about those in the bad things with your family or with your friends, right? But our shepherd has never done that. Well, even though we have some conversation, our shepherd, long time ago, whenever there was a financial crisis or some problems, then we wanted to help them. So, Senior Pastor, please tell us what the problems you may have. Then Senior Pastor always said, and it's enough for me to have that kind of worries for myself. Why do I have to tell you about them and then make you trouble too? And he has never said, someone bring me always troubles all the time. He has never done so. He has never said so. He was hurt and he felt sad whenever he saw people who were going to hell. But he didn't get angry, or he wasn't sad when some people talk bad rumors about him, or some people persecuted him. Now we can feel his status as we examine our Lord and yourself. So even though you didn't quarrel outwardly, haven't you ever talked about the wrongdoings and transgression of the one you hate to others who love you? You gotta know how evil it is. Now, once you said so, the peace is broken in you, and you got even more ill feelings. The Bible tells you to pursue peace with everyone. You violated the word of God. I didn't argue with them outwardly. Well, the peace is broken already in your heart. Then you cannot face the Lord. So, definitely you've got to get rid of it. So, if you have this kind of argue or ill feelings in your heart, then you have to realize that the fault lies with you. You should not put blame on others. You have the evil attributes in you. You've got to realize this and get rid of that evil from your heart. The peace is broken. Not because people brought you trouble. It's because you have small vessel. You cannot embrace them. You have such a strong self-righteousness. That's why. If someone hits a cotton, does it make noise? If there is a pure water inside the cup, even if you try to stir it, the water is still pure. However, inside in a glass, let's say there is some dirt inside the water, and the dirt already sunk down and on the bottom of the water. And the water seems to quite clean, right? If you look at the water, you know, the water seems to be clean water. But you cannot drink it. The dirt, it's down the bottom of the water. Once you stir it, the dirt will come up. As you can see on screen. Can you drink that? You can't. However, if you just leave it still, then all the dirt will go down and sink, and then it seems very clean. Let's say if you have ill feelings and evil in your heart, but it seems peaceful. Your family is peaceful. You're full of God's grace. Then, dirt will, the evil thing, evil tributes will not come up. Then you will be satisfied. I have been sanctified this much. However, Father God does not let you be like that. He stirs you so that you can discover those dirts inside your heart. So that you can circumcise your heart and sanctify your heart. So when you don't commit sin, you cannot find evil attributes in you. However, once you put into that situation where your heart is, severely stirred, then ill feelings and hard feelings and, anger will come up. It is a moment of blessing. It was hidden deep inside your heart. It was already there. You didn't notice them. But now you realize them in your heart. You got to discover them. I think this moment is that time. When Shepherd is around, we were so happy. We thought we changed a lot. However, now Shepherd is not around. Now you can realize what kind of evil you got. You misunderstand, you gossip, you got ill feelings. You didn't look up to God with one heart and with joy and thanks. As you, confessed in the past. But as you come around this time around, you were disheartened and you were disappointed. Since Father God, if you have truly believed in Father God, then it is the moment that when you have to be truly peaceful in your mind. However, when you examine yourself, you got tired, you got, bothered in your heart, you got trouble in your heart, you got ill feelings and anger, then you have to pray more, you gotta be faithful more. Then you can realize, my faith has been, growing up this much. Then you'll be satisfied. But if you, in this time around, if you got, disheartened, you lose your strength to be faithful, and then you gossiped, the troubles of our shepherd make you sad. However, you got to overcome. That's what the Bible says, and that's faith. Our faith, our change, it's time to check. So if you are short of something, then you should ask yourself whether you truly rejoiced and gave thanks. It is a shortcut to sanctification. So you needed tests and refinements. That's why Father God refines you. Through that refinements, you can discover your evil attributes. When it seemed that there was nothing, but now you discover them, you realize them, you realize it is a moment of blessing because you will be able to get rid of them. So in your given situation, when peace is broken and ill feelings and fleshly attributes come up, then you still have flesh in your heart remained. So through this refinement, I hope that you discover them and get rid of them. Every day, you gotta be humble to discover yourself, and you should not tolerate even trivial untruth. Then you can become blameless and innocent, just as our Lord was. Now, one thing you should do, don't put blame on others. Don't put blame on your situation. What did our shepherd say? Why don't you give gift to someone who brings you trouble? When you gotta give a gift to the one who, you know, gave you trouble, you should be very thankful to him, because thanks to him, you've been able to discover, you know, evil attributes remained in your heart. So you gotta give gift to him. You gotta be thankful to him. You gotta love him. That's the shortcut to become blameless and innocent. So if you discover yourself, instead of, you know, making excuses, if you discover yourself in humble manner, then there is nobody you cannot embrace. There is nobody you can understand. You will be able to embrace them, understand them, then you will have peace in your heart all the time. Then you will be happy. Always. You can become happy, not when you have no difficulties, but when you got no evil in your heart. Since you got heaven in your heart already, whoever you deals with, you're always happy and full of joy. Evil one, sinful people, liars, even though you deal with them, since you got peace in your heart, since your peace cannot be taken away by them, you feel happy. They gossip about you. Their lips got dirty. But your ears will never get dirty. So you don't need to be troubled in your heart. Our Father God always wants you to have this kind of heart. And that's the very reason you are being cultivated on this earth. Now, sometimes it's, you know, difficult to feel that anger in your heart. Then you gotta hold on to it and pray to get rid of it. Well, I'm so tired of, you know, getting rid of it. Well, don't give up. You know what? I will, you know, keep fighting against you until I get rid of it. Through fasting and prayers, then Father God will surely please with you. And he will help you. So, if you have that kind of, you know, blamelessness and innocence, the Father God will love you. And when you are wrongfully accused, Father God will work. In the world, sometimes you think like you have to fight back. You're wrongfully accused. Then you want to resolve the situation, right? Someone made bad rumors. Then you want to say, you know, I'm not that bad person. And you want to talk back to the one who made false rumors. You wanted to solve the problem. Well, that's what the worldly people say. However, the way of God is different. He doesn't quarrel. Then you seem to become a bad person now. But is that it? No. Father God does not work that way. When you are blameless and innocent like this, because Father God loves you, Father God solves that situation. So when you're wrongfully accused, then Father God is at work. So even though you don't try to solve the situation, Father God take a side for you, and he will make everything work for the good. And every day, I hope you can become the one who receives God's blessing like this. Then you should not quarrel with anybody, just like our Lord. Second, our Lord didn't cry out. People cry out. People shout out to show themselves off. I'm a person like this. I am proud. People want to be acknowledged, and they want to be treated like. Our Lord was the only begotten Son of God. He manifested countless signs and wonders, but he didn't cry out. John 17:4, our Lord said, I glorified you on the earth, having accomplished the work which you have given me to do. I said, our Lord only glorified God. Did he heal people for his own glory? No. He only wanted to glorify Father God, so that you know, people believe in Father God truly and receive salvation and go to heaven. Only for the glory of Father God. That's the life of our shepherd. He manifested power. Because of the power, he didn't want to be glorified. He didn't want to be loved because of the power he manifested. I solved your problem. I manifested power. Give me offerings. We've never heard him saying that. I manifest the power of God. Have you ever seen him proud like this? The greater his power becomes, the greater glory he gave only to God. He only taught the will of God. Even now, to manifest even greater power of God, so that he could glorify Father God all the more. He manifested such great power of God. Then people should witness it and believe in Father God. But that's not what people do. They look at the world amusement and they only believe what they see. They don't believe in invisible Father God. So to reveal invisible Father God as if God is standing right before our eyes, he is trying to make the 100% of power of recreation. We listen to the word of truth. Now we know that even the enemy devil and Satan trembled before Father God, and they even obey even the Lord until he received such power and authority. Our Lord also accomplished the providence and justice. Our shepherd explained that the power of God can be given only when you reach the Holy Spirit and pray and fast countless times. But you cannot just receive the power, you know, only by praying and fasting. You gotta go and experience and do all the things that a mere man cannot do. Only then could Satan and a devil could not say anything about the word of God. So, in this time around, our shepherd lives every day with thanks and joy. And we know this very well. So by faith, by thinking of the will of Father God, just as our shepherd does, we have to live our life with prayers and fastings and with joy and thanks. Our Lord manifested power. He preached the gospel. But he did everything for the glory of Father God. From time to time, he had to reveal that he was the only Son of God. Why? Because people had to believe in this fact to receive salvation. Those with the heart of goodness believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and he is the Messiah, the Savior, only by witnessing the signs and wonders our Jesus manifested. However, the people with evil heart didn't realize Jesus was the Son of God because of their evil. They rather hurled at him and they accused him. However, Jesus didn't care. He didn't care whether all people believed him or not. In order to become the perfect Savior, he just went his way to take the cross. We think he had to do that. However, why don't you ask yourself how terrible and horrible that way was? Such difficult way. Our Lord did that. And we have to give thanks for His hard work all the time. We people do something good. Then we want to be praised for that. And when we are praised, we are strengthened. However, when you are not strengthened, especially when you are rather accused for what you did, then what do you do? Should I keep on doing it? Even people accuse me for that? If you think like that, you are far from our Jesus, who didn't quarrel, who didn't cry out. You say you are faithful to God's work. When you face, you know, some difficulties, people who misunderstand you and who gossip about you, and they say you do it for your own glory. Why don't you feel, you know, ill? All you have to do is just to phone, don't feel ill, and you may consider them like, you know, chirpings of bird. They don't mean nothing to you. So don't be affected by what they say. Because of what they say, you know, I got disappointed and I got no strength. It means you want to cry out for what you're doing. What if our Lord, even though he was the Son of God, and he solved all the problems of people, he healed people, he did only goodness, and evil people made false rumors and they did evil to him. Now our Lord got tired. Now I should not manifest the power. You know, I should take the cross because it is the will of God, but, you know, I should not preach gospel like this. I should stop it here. Did he ever do that? No, he didn't do that. He only followed the will of God. Why? Because he didn't cry out. He didn't want to be praised by people. So he was not hurt in his heart at all. He was the Son of God. He was the Creator along with our Father God. Now, when he was insulted and persecuted by his own creatures, he only walked the way of cross with thanks. This is the look of not having self. He did that because he was the Savior. Apply that to your life. Didn't you feel ill when you were not praised for what you did? Some people misunderstood you. Didn't you get disheartened? Well, it's because you want to be acknowledged. You want to be praised. You are far from our Lord who didn't cry out. You've got to realize this and discover yourself. Matthew chapter 27 verses 42 and 43 says, He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him now come down from the cross and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he delights in him. For he said, I am the Son of God. That's what people said to him when our Lord was crucified on the cross. That they were insulting our Lord like this. Even in this state, our Lord didn't cry out. He just obeyed the word of God until his death. With this blameless and innocence, he obeyed the will of God. When we do that too, we can be acknowledged and praised by Father God. So when you are praised, you gotta be praised by Father God. When you are acknowledged, you have to be praised, acknowledged by Father God first. If you are not acknowledged by Father God, it's useless to be acknowledged by people. Philippians chapter 2 verses 9 to 11 says, For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
역사하고 있는 원수마귀 사단, 어둠들도 다 포함됩니다. 또 땅 아래 있는 자들로, 즉 음부에 갇힌 자들, 아래 음부에 있는 자들이죠. 모든 무릎을 예수의 이름에 꿇게 하셨습니다. 바로 원수마귀 사단,
even enemy devil Satan,
예수 그리스도의 이름으로
and demons could not but obey at the command of the Lord. The blamelessness and innocence of our Lord and His obedience filled up this justice. Since He was the Son of God, you know, He had the authority. Well, He acquired that authority through His obedience. Because He didn't quarrel, because He didn't cry out, all this acted to fill up justice. Even germs and viruses, when they were commanded by in the name of the Lord, they were all gone and they were healed. Why? Because even though they had to obey in the name of the Lord, our Lord humbled Himself again and again, and He exalted Father God only. Then Father God exalted Him. Father God did that. So even His name can cast out the enemy devil and Satan. Such authority was given to Him. But don't misunderstand. The name of the Lord has this kind of authority. So if I use the name of the Lord, then enemy devil and germs and viruses will go away. Well, chances are not like that much. Because there is different justice that you have to fill up. According to justice, when you break the law of God, such authority will not follow. Let's say, you don't live by the word of God. Then if you use the name of the Lord, then such authority will not follow you. Why? God commanded the serpent to live on ground, live on dust. Now, it means they have to eat on human beings. But it does not mean people who live by the word of God. It includes those who violate the word of God, the law of God, who does evil, who does, you know, lawfulness, lawlessness. Enemy devil has authority over those such, over such people. So diseases and disasters come upon those people who live in sin. If you commit sin, but if you say, you know, I believe in the Lord, so I will pray in the name of the Lord. If you pray like that, the prayer will not work. However, if you truly live in the light, the enemy devil and Satan cannot touch you, says the Bible. 1 John chapter 3, verses 21 and 22 says, Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 18 says, We know that no one who is born of God sins, but he who was born of God keeps him, and the evil one does not touch him. So, if you live by the word of God and command in the name of the Lord, the enemy devil and Satan will go away. But if you don't live by the word of God, if you commit sin, even if you pray in the name of the Lord and command, there will be no authority followed. So most of all, you should not commit sin, you should not live in darkness. First, you gotta repent and break down the wall of sin before Father God. And then you have to kneel down and pray in the name of the Lord. And you have to receive the prayer from the servant that Father God, you know, guarantees. Then everything can be solved. So such authority was given to our Lord. Philippians 2:11 says, Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. People are saved in the name of the Lord. Such authority was given to our Lord. Why? Because He was blameless and innocent, and He was obedient to the word of God till death. What about our shepherd? He was only obedient to the word of God. He was humble. He lowered Himself. He walked the way of the Lord. That's why Father God gives him the power of recreation an enemy devil and Satan will tremble in fear before our shepherd. He showed only goodness and love. He has never complained before Father God. And Father God acknowledges such faith, even though he knew it already. He reveals it before the enemy devil and Satan. And such authority, unimaginable authority, will be given to him. When our Jesus was on this earth, he died for the glory of Father God. And so, he received such glory. He rejoiced, he gave thanks, he always in search of the glory of Father God, and he was given glory. Father God exalted him, and Father God was exalted and glorified too. When we accomplish the work of Father God like this, when we don't reveal ourselves like this, when we just follow the will of God and obey, then Father God will surely exalt us as well. But so many people want to be praised and acknowledged even in the Lord for what they did, and they want to receive rewards for that. If people don't acknowledge them as they expected, if they don't receive the proper treatment they expect, then they got tired, they got disheartened, and they got angry. For example, let's say you are a leader in a group. Now you attended a seminar, and the host didn't give you your own designated place. They didn't treat you well. What did you feel? What did you feel? Wouldn't you feel anything? Would you receive the seminar with peace of mind? Or would you say, the host is so rude. They didn't even give me a good place. Would you judge the host like this? This is the heart of crying out, said our shepherd. And what our shepherd did, he explained. Even though when this church was small, or when this church became a mega-sized church, even though when he manifested such great power, he has never wanted to be treated well by others. He has never thought about that. When he met any pastors in any country, he has never said, I'm senior pastor of this great church. I am the power of God. I am manifesting the power of God, so I should be treated well. He has never said so. When he was actively participating in a Christian in the community, he wanted to sit in the lowest place. When people gave him a designated place, you know, he didn't feel well because they were, you know, pastors who became pastors ahead of him. So whenever he thought of them, you know, he couldn't, you know, sit easily on that chair. He had some, you know, sweat because, you know, he felt, you know, quite, you know, embarrassed. Our shepherd was like that. Now you witnessed it, right? We have witnessed him who's been doing like that. Even though he manifests such great power, even though he is loved by Father God so much like this, he has never cried out. He has never cried out. He never wanted to be treated well. He'd rather want to serve others. And he worried about those who don't obey the word of God and try to take care of them. He only showed humbleness and lowliness. And this we gotta do. This we gotta be. When he was, you know, when he had to participate in a Christian activity, and he didn't want to take a big role. Now, what about you? Don't you want to be seated in the best place? When you're not seated well, didn't you feel ill in your heart? Haven't you ever said, I've sacrificed myself so much for this activity. Why don't you treat me well? Well, you are far from blameless and innocent Lord. Don't you think you got to resemble our Lord? If you resemble Him, then you will shine like the sun in New Jerusalem. Our shepherd said, if you are humble and low in this on this earth, but you are exalted in heaven, why don't you choose that? Why don't you try to be exalted on this earth? Why don't you be exalted by Father God and raised in heaven? That's a better way, isn't it? Luke 14:11 says, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. And 2 Corinthians 10:18 says, it is not he who commends himself that is approved, but he whom the Lord commends. Therefore, don't ever try to exalt yourself. Don't try to be acknowledged by people. Only humble yourself and lower yourself and try to be acknowledged and praised by Father God Himself. Only when you are acknowledged and praised by Father God the Almighty, then that's true exaltedness. In order to become like that, from the depths of your light, from the depths of your heart, you should only glorify our Father God. Well, say, when you are a novice Christian, when you receive an answer for small matter, that you are so thankful for Father God's work, and you glorify Father God, only glorify Father God, even for small matter. Father God did that. Father God answered to me. You give glory to God. However, as you become a long-time Christian, as your duty becomes bigger, you try to take the glory that Father God deserves. Why is that? When you are a novice Christian, you know that your faith is weak. So when you receive answer, you know that it is entirely by the grace of God. However, when your faith grows up, even though it was entirely by the grace of Father God, then your heart is deluded somehow. You say with your lips that it's by the grace of the Lord, thanks to prayer of our shepherd. You confess like this. However, in your heart, you know, I obeyed and it was my faith. So God's work was accomplished like this much. You have this kind of heart. You gotta be careful with this kind of heart. I've been faithful. I obeyed like this. I worked so hard. So that's why, you know, Father God guaranteed me. Father God gave me answer. Father God blessed me. Even though you say you glorify Father, you give glory to God. You cry out for, you know, what you did. But our Lord didn't cry out at all. You are far from our Lord yet. So when your faith grows up, when you receive blessing, when you show some sort of, you know, fruits, you say, you know, by the grace of Father God and the Lord, you know, I did this. But if you have a thought like this, you know, I did something, a little bit, you gotta fix that. Apostle Paul glorified Father God so much. However, he confessed, as said in 1 Corinthians 15:10, which says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace toward me did not prove vain. But I labored even more than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God with me. Our Apostle Paul only gave thanks for the grace and love of the Lord and glorified Father God only. He didn't say, I got good education. I got good knowledge. I am Roman citizen. I am so well educated. He has never said like this in the Bible. He only confesses that I've done this only by the grace of Father God. And He glorified only Father God. But if you are opposite to this, if you have opposite thoughts, please turn back now. I hope that with pure and blameless heart, by glorifying Father God, I hope that Father God will give you glory and exalt you. Let me conclude this message. Brothers and sisters, I talked about blameless and innocent Lord. He didn't quarrel. He didn't cry out. Our Lord did that because He had ultimate goodness and humbleness and spiritual love in His heart. So, in your everyday life, always check and see, what if Jesus is in this situation, what would He do? Try to speak and do things with the heart of the Lord. Then, you can resemble the blamelessness and innocence of the Lord. Then, our Lord say like this, as Song of Songs 4:7 says, "You are altogether beautiful, my darling, and there is no blemish in you." In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, may you receive this kind of praise. Let's think of the message and pray together.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated disc, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.